This morning, we welcome Shelley McCormick as our speaker. Shelley is a UUFM member, and she is actively involved in the music program. She pretty much runs it. She works as a senior software quality and analyst at Tractor Supply Company, and she is a diehard bookworm. She moved to Middle Tennessee from the San Francisco Bay Area 10 years ago. Shelley enjoys many genres, but post-apocalyptic and dystopian novels have a special place in her library. Shelley will speak on the topic, forgiveness is more than just saying sorry. Let's welcome Shelley.
Thank you. I told Jill the other night that I was going to email her a new little introduction because, you know, it's now been 11 and a half years since I moved here, and I've, you know, come a little different ways down my spiritual journey that aren't reflected here. And that was Thursday, and then it was Friday, and then it was Saturday, and now it's Sunday. So here we are. As Kitty mentioned, I'm a software quality analyst, and that is the only thing in this life that I am an expert in. I'm not an expert in anything religious, anything spiritual. I'm certainly not an expert in forgiveness. It's something I struggle with, both myself and others. But the idea for this topic has been kind of bouncing around in my head for quite a while, actually. And I started several months ago, around August, just kind of jotting things down and thinking, I could do a talk on this. You know, it could be good. And so in September, I volunteered. Yeah, I'll do it in December. And I kept, you know, writing things down and capturing ideas and reading stuff. And then about a week ago, I said, well, okay, now I got to put it together. That turned out to be a little harder than I thought it would be. You'll have to forgive me on this. This did not coalesce into a nice, you know, unified, organized, logical message. This is a hodgepodge. This is a smorgasbord of ideas and thoughts about forgiveness. I also don't want to, and this is why I really stressed my disclaimer this time, I'm not an expert. I am not going to stand up here and say, y'all need to go out and just forgive everybody. You know, go to your next holiday dinner and just say, it's okay, you can say whatever you want, I forgive you. Although, that can really irritate people, and sometimes, you know. But I'm not going to stand up here and say that. What I am going to do is read a few things, talk about a few things that I've thought about, some experiences I've had, and hope that you might get something out of that that triggers a thought process that gives you something to think about in your own life, whether you follow a path or look at it and say, no, I'm not going to go down that path. That's perfectly fine. So the title, I couldn't think of a good one. All I had was an earworm. Has anyone seen the movie Just Friends? Ryan Reynolds, the pop singer, yeah. Forgiveness is more than saying sorry. Forgiveness is accepting people's flaws. It's really, it fit in the context of the movie and it sticks in my head for some reason. But that's kind of what it is. It's, you know, one way of looking at it is that forgiveness is accepting that people are human. People do stupid things, people do mean things. I do stupid things and I know I have done mean things. I'm not going to confess them right now. I try and avoid that, but you know, I'm human. One of the things that I was going to include in my new intro is that, you know, I was raised as a Christian. I went to Presbyterian church till I was about 20, and then I didn't go to church for about 15 years. And then I took a quiz on belief.net, and that said, you're Unitarian Universalist. So I was like, okay, what's that about? Being, you know, from that Christian background, we all know to err is human, to forgive is divine. Being more of a humanist, more of an atheist now, I'm going to tell you that to err is human and to forgive is human. And to not forgive is human. To do unforgivable things is human. To forgive unforgivable things is also human. And to be unable or unwilling to forgive unforgivable things, also very human. So I'm going to start talk a little bit about what forgiveness means. I always go to the dictionary. I'm a word geek. So it's from the Old English, forgiefan, which I don't know if I'm pronouncing that exactly correctly, but it had the context of giving or allowing or remitting a debt or pardoning an offense. There's a sense in that to give up the desire or the power to punish. And that's something that's key to me in when we're talking about forgiveness. To me, it's never saying that what you did is acceptable or what I did to myself is acceptable. I've had to forgive myself for things. It means that I am just giving up that desire to punish someone else or punish myself for that decision or for that act. And again, making a decision not to give up that punishing aspect, also human. Another definition I found online says that forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding an offense, lets go of negative emotions such as vengefulness, with an increased ability to wish the offender well. I disagree with a lot in that, actually. I don't think forgiveness is always intentional. I'll tell what happened on Thanksgiving Day. My daughter's boyfriend has a 6-year-old daughter, and she's just the cutest little thing, and she wouldn't hurt a fly. Well, my aunt got out the good crystal. I left my wine glass on the table. Fortunately, it was empty on the coffee table. I left the room. Minutes later, I hear, crash! I mean, there was no thought. There was no thought of, should we forgive this child? It was an accident, of course. So it's not always an intentional thought process. You just automatically forgive. What I more disagree with is the increased ability to wish the offender well. Sometimes I have to accept that maybe I just don't want to hurt them anymore. I don't want to kill my cousin at Thanksgiving when he says sexist or racist things. I don't want to actively harm him. But I won't push myself sometimes past the point of wishing someone well when they're doing harmful things. Psychologists define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. And that's something I thought about when I was going through a divorce about 16 years ago. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't a horrible situation or anything. But there was things that we both did that, led to that divorce. And one of the things that I made a conscious effort to do for the sake of our daughter was to let go of any feelings of anger and resentment and, disappointment. And I had to do that regardless of whether I felt he deserved it. And, he was a good guy. He really did. But at the time, I wasn't so sure about that. So I think that's one of the key points for me that unlocks your power to forgive. To give up that idea that somebody has to deserve it or somebody has to earn it. It's not about that person. It's not about them. It's about you and whether you're going to carry that pain forward with you for the rest of your life, or just until you feel like you can let it go. So I've completely given up analyzing whether or not someone deserves me to forgive them. Somebody cuts me off on the road, I'm like, I don't care if he deserves my, gestures or not. I'm not going to make them, So it simplifies it a lot. Not having to take that into account, whether someone deserves it or even wants it, it simplifies whether or not I can do it. Now, I'm not saying that, it's because it's not about absolving somebody else for what they've done. It's about me finding a way to let go of that hurt and disappointment and the disillusionment. Not saying that those feelings aren't real or aren't valid, but saying that I can let them go. And I'll talk a little bit more in a few minutes about some other things that forgiveness is not. But then I want to read a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh, whose name I'm sure I did not pronounce correctly. He said that forgiveness is the fruit of understanding. The goodwill to forgive may be there, but the bitterness and suffering are still there too. For me, forgiveness is the result of looking deeply and understanding. And that is, that kind of hit a chord with me. Because, you know, again, a familiar saying to many of you is there, but for the grace of God go I. And usually we think about that in context of people having a misfortune. I've thought about it in the context of if I was in that situation, there but for an accident of birth in my, you know, belief system, who's to say I would not be doing or saying or thinking or feeling the very things that this person is if I was raised in the same environment by the same people as my, not to name names, my cousin's husband, who's to say that I would not be sitting there at the Thanksgiving dinner table saying things that other people would find very offensive and objectionable. So finding a way to understand where that person is coming from does not mean that what they're doing or saying is morally right or defensible, but it helps me to let go of the emotional piece of it, the anger, and to actually to have a relationship with people that I do want to have relationships with. So I mentioned I did some reading. One of the books that I read, which I highly recommend, I know some of you have read it, I know Monica did a second hour on it a few months back, is Rabbi Rami's Guide to Forgiveness. It's one of his spiritual traveler books. It's short, it's a very easy read, and it's really just got a lot of meat in it. The other book that I read, I reread it recently before, you know, as I was gathering ideas for this talk, but I picked it up 16 years ago when I was going through a divorce, and that helped me at that time deal with some things and some feelings. Now, when I reread it now, there's a lot of God in it, and there's a lot of things that I'm like, yeah, you know, that helped me then. It doesn't help me now. Now, what Rabbi Rami has to say is what speaks to me. One of the things that, one of the other sources I kind of go to for ideas about forgiveness is Mr. Rogers. He wrote a book called The World According to Mr. Rogers. It's just little paragraphs and little snippets of wisdom. And one of the things he said, I actually read it at the Communion of Words last week or the week before. He said that forgiving and forgetting are often paired together, but one certainly doesn't follow the other. Some injuries, real or imagined, we may never be able to forget, even though we say we've forgiven them. Some injuries we may never even be able to forgive. Those are the ones, it seems to me, most likely to involve people we've loved. So here's where this really starts to get disjointed as far as the cohesiveness of this topic. I'm going to jump back into the Bible. There's a story, which some of you are no doubt familiar with, about a king who was taking account of all his servants. One servant was so deeply in debt to the king that there was no hope that he would ever be able to repay in thousands of lifetimes. The king forgave the debt, wiped it clean. Later, that same servant approached one of his fellows who owed him a small amount. And when that fellow couldn't repay, the servant had him thrown into prison. The message of that story, the king having forgiven the debt that couldn't be repaid in 1,000 lifetimes simply because he was asked, the servant demanding full and immediate payment for a much, much smaller sum, and when he couldn't repay, put him immediately in a position where he would never be able to repay it. The message from the religious perspective is that God forgives everything. God's forgiveness is unlimited. God is all merciful. And the other message that if man doesn't forgive his fellow, then he will not be forgiven by God. Now, as an atheist, that doesn't really speak to me. But I can still take a lesson from it. If I can't forgive someone for a small offense, what should I expect from someone for larger offenses, which no doubt I have given throughout my life. I'm human. If I can't forgive someone for a small thing, how then can I expect anyone to forgive me for anything? So I want to talk a little bit more about what it is and isn't from my perspective. And again, as I'm talking, some things may ring true with you and some things may not, and you may have completely different ideas. This is all just kind of expressing different perspectives on it. As I was kind of reading through my notes and my resources, I thought, you know, my logical brain sees patterns, and I'm like, I'm going to make a pattern of this somehow. I'm going to make a pattern. That's what I do. So I think that everything comes in threes. There are three kinds of debt. There's the voluntary debt, where you're voluntarily taking on, you know, borrowing some money or you know, asking someone for a favor. There's the involuntary debt, where you did me a favor I didn't ask for and maybe I didn't want it. You gave me, how many of you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands now yourselves, how many of you keep a couple of small gifts wrapped, ready to give someone around Christmas, around the holidays, just in case they got something for you, and you don't want to feel like you don't reciprocate, you don't want to take on that kind of debt. I don't. And I'm going to say it's because I want to give them the grace to do something, you know, without expectation. But really, it's because I'm kind of lazy and out shopping in time to do that. So there's the voluntary debt, there's the involuntary debt, and then there's the intentional debt. Someone takes something from you. Somebody harms you in some way. And how do you forgive that? And then there are the three categories of people that are indebted, you know, that incur that debt or that trespass against you or that do something that requires forgiveness. The people you have a relationship with, good or bad. The people you're acquainted with, but there's no emotional connection, coworkers, you know, people you see at the grocery store. And the people you have zero personal connection with, the friends of friends of friends of friends who comment on posts on Facebook. So, which is it easiest to forget? To forgive, sorry. Who is it easiest to forgive? The ones that are further away from you, the ones you have no emotional connection with, which to me says that that's what the forgiveness is all about, is managing those emotions of disappointment or betrayal or anger. It is not about telling someone that what they did was okay. It's not... It's not forgetting what they did. It's just not keeping score in the same way. Look at that like that. From the book I mentioned, Forgiveness, the Greatest Healer of Them All, he listed 20 reasons why we don't forgive. I'm not going to read all those because I'm going to run out of time at some point here. But a couple of key ones that popped out at me. When you don't forgive, it's like controlling the other person. Someone does something that maybe indicates forgiveness is an option, you can hold that over their head. You can put yourself in a position of moral superiority by withholding that forgiveness. If you forgive someone, they might think you agree with what they did or didn't do. I'm pretty sure no one in this room is going to leave any doubt as to whether or not you agree with what they did or didn't do. That person really hurt you. They deserve your anger, your withdrawal of love, and any other punishment they get. What I'm going to suggest is they may deserve it, but you don't. Forgiveness Forgiveness may require putting yourself in the place of the other. Walking a mile in his shoes, maybe two. That's a lot of walking. You may be in a place in life where that walk would hurt you. Or there may be so many people who you feel the need to forgive that walking a mile in each of their shoes would be exhausting. Right now, for me, that would be about 42 million miles. Sometimes I might take a shortcut and assume, and I'm doing this as I get older and more, you know, get to know, learn more about life. I assume that if I knew what drove them, that I would understand and I would forgive them. So I don't make them prove to me that they were justified in doing or acting the way they did. I let go of that. I try to let go of that. To paraphrase Rabbi Rami from his book, forgiveness frees you from the notion that life should adhere to your sense of right and wrong, thereby free to live with what is rather than continually suffer from the absence of what you imagine life should be. Forgiveness is how you live courageously with compassion and humility. Most of the hurts we experience are not meant for us. They're the byproducts of the suffering others are feeling. Most of the time, your suffering is collateral damage in another struggle for happiness. You are not the target. And lastly, I think this is my favorite quote from his book, forgiveness is never ending because screwing up is never ending. So in closing, the only advice I can give you is to think about and to understand what forgiveness means to you. Does it mean reconciliation? Does it mean letting go of everything, including the person who has wronged you? Know what forgiveness means to you, both giving and receiving of it, and live your life accordingly. Thank you. Happy.